Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Home Stores. Ashley, this is home. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. Authorities in St. Clair County have arrested two men following an investigation into an alleged assault that spanned several days in Wales Township. The investigation began the evening of July 5th when sheriff's deputies responded to a local fast food restaurant after a woman reported she had been assaulted. During the investigation, deputies determined the alleged abuse occurred at a residence in Wales Township, where the victim said she was repeatedly assaulted, threatened with a firearm on multiple occasions, and prevented from leaving the home. Deputies later located both suspects and arrested them without incident. 30-year-old Tariq White was arraigned July 8th in 72nd District Court on one count of second offense, felony domestic violence. His bond was set at $10,000 cash surety or 10%. 39-year-old Amir White was arraigned on multiple felony charges, including unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, five counts of felony firearms, discharging a firearm inside a building, third offense domestic violence, two counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person, and possession with the intent to deliver more than 50 grams of cocaine. Bond for Amir White was set at $250,000. The case remains under investigation. And a 53-year-old Bay County motorcyclist was killed Wednesday evening in a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of M13 and Old Caucalan Road. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says the collision happened shortly after 5:30 p.m. Investigators report an SUV traveling north on Old Caucalan Road had stopped at the intersection and was slowly moving forward to check for traffic before entering M13. Authorities say the SUV entered the path of a motorcycle ridden by Herbert Steger, resulting in a crash. Steger was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators also report he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the collision. The 81-year-old driver of the SUV told deputies he did not see the approaching motorcycle. Neither the driver nor a passenger in the SUV were injured. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the Bay County Sheriff's Office. And a Bay County man with prior felony convictions is facing multiple firearm-related charges following an hours-long police standoff in Essexville. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Timothy Fisher has been charged with discharging a firearm at a building, two counts of firearm possession by a prohibited person, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and felony firearm. The incident unfolded Sunday at the East Bay Village Apartments, where authorities say Fisher barricaded himself, prompting a police response that lasted nearly 6 hours. Law enforcement officials say the situation ended without injuries, and Fisher was taken into custody. Court records indicate he has previous felony convictions, making him legally prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. The case remains pending in Bay County Court. When we come back from this Valley Collision Center sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubley?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Umley.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubley, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our national news. Pacific Northwest launches Joint Wildfire Tech Alliance. Forestry and emergency response teams in Oregon and Washington have officially activated a real-time satellite AI detection network designed to pinpoint active wildfire ignitions within seconds. The localized tech integration links state thermal satellites directly to regional firefighting dispatch centers, completely bypassing traditional spotter delay times. First responders deployed the system to successfully contain a small lightning strike fire on Wednesday before it could breach heavy timber lines. Fire chiefs state that with extreme dry winds forecasted for the weekend, having an automated eye in the sky gives ground crews a fighting chance to prevent catastrophic blazes. In other national news, tech regulators launch inquiry into commercial quantum computing claims. The Federal Trade Commission has opened a sweeping investigation into several major tech firms over potentially misleading marketing claims regarding commercial quantum computing capabilities. Regulators are demanding verifiable proof of quantum supremacy from companies claiming their hardware can completely outpace standard silicon servers. The probe signals a major shift towards aggressive federal policing of emerging deep tech advertising. Industrial leaders note that while quantum research has made major leaps, premature commercial scaling claims risk distorting venture capital markets and misinforming corporate cybersecurity investments. When we come back from this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Greenland sovereignty dispute tenses U.S.-Danish diplomatic ties. Diplomatic friction is brewing within the Western alliance after renewed statements from Washington suggested that the United States should seek administrative control over Greenland. American officials emphasized the territory's immense strategic value to Arctic defense networks, publicly questioning its current administrative relevance to Copenhagen. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, fired back immediately, declaring that Denmark stands fully prepared to defend every inch of sovereign NATO territory. Frederiksen emphasized that Greenland is an autonomous territory integrated with Denmark, rejecting any foreign territorial ambitions and calling on NATO allies to respect established geopolitical boundaries. In other international news, European nation launched collaborative deep precision strike missile program. A coalition of 12 NATO nations, spearheaded by the United Kingdom, has officially launched a multi-billion pound long-range missile initiative dubbed Deep Precision Strike. The decade-long defense program aims to rapidly design and manufacture advanced next-generation conventional missiles to dramatically bolster continental Europe's independent deterrence capabilities. Defense ministers state the collaborative program is designed to lessen Europe's reliance on American military supply chains while directly countering rising security threats along its eastern borders. The long-term project marks a pivotal moment as European nations take direct responsibility for coordinating their own heavy industrial defense architecture. When we come back from this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Sizzling hot deals are available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the summer savings event, and that means you get the hottest deals on the latest styles for your space. Now is your chance to save up to 30% off accessories, up to 30% off end tables, and up to 25% off store-wide. Ashley has the best selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Plus, when you're in store, remember to shop our summer steals starting at $399. And if you live in an active household, you need to check out the Novella Performance Fabric Collection. It's exclusive to Ashley and is washable, stain resistant, and fade resistant. So whether you've been holding off new furniture due to kids or pets, now you don't have to with Novella Performance Fabric from Ashley. You can also make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley is locally owned and operated and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Home Stores. Ashley, this is home. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly.